This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Today's question comes from a pastor, Scott, in Ohio, and he talks about your eight-year journey through Romans and wonders about the impact for young pastors who question the pace they should be taking through a book of the Bible. And he kind of weighs the raking versus digging picture that you've used in the past with those who say, well, life is short. We need to be expounding more broadly in less time. Then he talks about Spurgeon, a 90-minute sermon based on two or three words. And he says, can you share some thoughts on exposition as it relates to the length of the text and how you make those decisions from week to week?
Good question. And no rules laid down for how it must be done. I certainly would not have begun my pastorate at the beginning with 8 years in Romans. Romans felt daunting to me in and of itself, and to spend 8 years in the same book at the beginning would, I think, have locked me in too quickly to that book, when in fact in the early days there were lots of things that needed addressing. And so I think in general a pastor should seek the Lord about the right combination between topical series, like a series on love or a series on death or a series on money, and expositional book studies. I mean, all sermons should be expositional. When I say topical, I don't mean non-expositional. I mean you take a text and you expound it on money, and then you take another text and you expound it on money, and another on money, and that becomes a topical series on money, but they're all textually based, and you're doing exposition every Sunday. So all preaching is expository in that sense and should be expository. But working your way systematically through a book is one kind of exposition, and I think it should be mingled in with others. And the reason is because if you only do topical, that is, if you only choose, like Spurgeon, a text here, a text here, a text here. Spurgeon, as far as I know, never did sequential expository preaching. I think it's one of the weaknesses of his preaching. The reason is because you don't bump into the full counsel of God that needs to be exposed to the people. If you preach right through a text, you can't skip any. The people know when you've done short shrift with this topic. And they can see, this person doesn't really believe all the scriptures inspired by God, and or he really likes to ride his hobby horse. And so I think mingling the two together, addressing topics that your people need to have addressed directly when you sense the need for that, and doing Ephesians or Philippians or something, is a great combination. And with regard to the pace, I preached Job in 5 sermons. And I preach Romans in 200 sermons. And so you can do it both ways. You can take larger blocks and try to find the main point and know that you could preach 10 sermons on that paragraph. Easy. And you teach one. Or you can slow down and do a very in-depth study of a unit. And I would just say try to discern what your people need and where they are in their understanding of things, and mix it up and do both.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.